Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about something that basically is common sense, but a lot of people don't even recognize it. And it's one of the biggest red flags that you probably are dealing with a narcissist. Narcissists don't appreciate you. Narcissists take you for granted. But here's the irony with the narcissist. They'll always say to you that you don't appreciate them, okay? It's always like you have to be kissing up to them and everything like that. And that's never enough for the narcissist. The narcissist always feels like they've done more than you have. And this is to put you down because the narcissist never ever wants to owe anybody. It's always like you have to owe them or you have to be thankful for them to be in your presence. But one of the things about a narcissist not appreciating you is that this will be their demise. And what do I mean by that? Because what happens is when a narcissist doesn't appreciate you, they lose good people. They lose good people, people that cared about them, people that would go out of their way for them, people who had heart for them. And later on, the narcissist won't have that. They're going to settle for whoever's around because that's all they can get at the time. Their amount of supply gets less and less as they get older because, you know, they have less to offer to somebody else, whether, you know, they're not young anymore or maybe they don't have the resources anymore. So one of the red flags, you guys, in recognizing whether somebody could be narcissistic is if they value you and if they respect you. You know, they don't appreciate you, and you know that by how they treat you because they take you for granted. They, you know, ignore your calls, ignore your, you know, texts. They maybe don't make you a priority to see you. They leave you hanging, all right? Narcissists always leave you hanging. They never, ever make you a priority except in the beginning. And the irony is, whatever you saw that narcissist in the beginning is the exact opposite of who they truly are. Because in the beginning, they're going to put on that act, how they appreciate you, how they're so lucky to have you in their life, and how God brought you into their life. But the reality of it all is that they don't feel that way. They're just telling you everything you want to hear because they want something out of you, okay? So the more gushing a narcissist is, the more flattery, the more love bombing they give you, the more you realize that they want something big out of you. Usually it's money. Money or a place to live, okay? The more they love bomb you, the more you realize they want something big out of you. But they don't appreciate you as a person. They just want whatever you have and they feel entitled to it and they just manipulate for it. So the thing is, narcissists don't appreciate anything in life. And this is one of their weaknesses. They don't appreciate if they have a good home, a good family, people that care about them. That is not enough for the narcissist. Nothing is enough for the narcissist because of that emptiness that they have inside them. Deep down, they don't feel fulfilled. They don't feel, you know, content. They don't know how to appreciate the little things in life. They're always striving for something else. And this is why they don't appreciate what they have. And this is why they lose what they have. So narcissists, you guys, you'll feel that they don't appreciate you because you'll feel like you're alone in the relationship. You, especially if you're with a covert narcissist, one of the biggest red flags you're with a covert narcissist is that you just can't connect with their soul, all right? Why? Because they have a fractured soul and they can't open up and they can't be vulnerable And, you know, you never feel the love that you should feel, especially when you're with a covert narcissist, because they have a cold edge. They're cold people. They are not passionate people. They don't want to get close with you. They're afraid of opening up because they're afraid of getting hurt. So one of the ways that they protect themselves is to not get too close. This is why a covert narcissist could leave a relationship so coldly, because they never truly opened themselves up 100% and left themselves in a position of vulnerability because they don't want to get hurt. So when they leave, they could leave so coldly, it's because they never connected with you. They pretended to connect with you. This is what you don't realize. They pretended to connect with you, but they always protected themselves by having something else going on the side, so that if things didn't work out with you, they wouldn't be crushed. Okay? They're afraid to put all their eggs into your basket or anybody's basket for that matter. That's why people say all the time to me, well, you know, are they happy with the new supply? They look happy. And I always tell them that's a temporary happiness, because a narcissist can never be completely happy, you know, for a long time. Eventually, they're going to see things they don't like about that person. It's going to irritate them. Narcissists are extremely sensitive. So, you know, they're just impossible to please, because they don't appreciate anything, okay? And why would you want to be with somebody who doesn't appreciate you? So many people chase after the narcissist or try to get that person that they had in the beginning. They're thinking like, well, you know, every relationship has problems. You know, maybe if I'm kinder to the narcissist, maybe if I don't argue with the narcissist, maybe I can bring that person back from the beginning. You are never going to bring that person back from the beginning. Why? Because you are no longer new to the narcissist. A narcissist is a different person around somebody who is new than somebody they've had for a while. That's why narcissists are very nice to outsiders, like covert narcissists are very nice to outsiders, but cold to you at home. Why? Because you're like the old shoe already. And, you know, they already have you, or they don't care because they've already conquered you. So they'll be nice to outsiders. Number one, they're nice to outsiders to really, you know, go up your nose and show you that other people like them. And also they're prospecting for other supply, and they also want them in their corner if they ever need them. Narcissists are networkers. But what a lot of people are lacking is they're trying so hard to make it work with a narcissist that they lose themselves and they lose their own self-respect in trying to do it. And I've been a victim of that as well. I've tried so many times in prior relationships to try to make it work or let things go, because I had that mindset at the time, well, everybody's got problems. Or you give them the benefit of the doubt. Oh, you know, nobody's perfect. You give them the benefit of the doubt. But what you don't realize is what they're showing you is their true colors, okay? Now, you can give somebody a warning the first time they break their boundaries, but if they break your boundaries a second time, it's a wrap and you got to get out of there, because now this person is really showing you who they are. So if you keep seeing a repeat of abusive behavior, or them really not appreciating you or taking you for granted, you've got to appreciate and respect yourself and walk away from that. Otherwise, you're going to set yourself up for abuse. And this is what happens. People are hanging on to the narcissist because a lot of them are afraid to be alone. They're afraid to be alone, or they miss that feeling, that dopamine feeling that they got with the narcissist, not because they loved the narcissist, but because they lusted the narcissist. And a lot of you and a lot of people don't realize the hurt that you felt was not that because you love that person. It's because you had such lust for that person. You were lusting them. You couldn't wait to just be in the bedroom with them and, you know, get it on and everything, you were attracted to them, you had that chemistry and everything like that. But ask yourself, when you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh, I love the narcissist, could you just sit down on a couch and be happy with the narcissist? Or was it always like a physical thing and a chemistry thing? Because when you really love somebody, you can be in their company and not have to have sex with them or not have to, you know, get physical with them. And that's one of the red flags, you know, that you could tell somebody really, really, you know, loves you. When somebody really, really loves you, they're not necessarily going to be wanting to jump in the bed with you. They're going to want to just be in your company. Okay. But when somebody wants to jump in the bed with you right away, that's somebody who's really lusting you. And the thing is this, you guys, you have to, you know, introspect into yourself, look into yourself and say, what was it in my life that I was lacking that I put up with this? Was it loneliness? Was I vulnerable at the time? Maybe I wasn't meeting other people that I liked, so I clung on to the narcissist in hopes that I could make it work because I really liked this person. I lusted this person. Maybe there wasn't other people that I felt that attraction with. And, you know, also a lot of people too, they chase after people that treat them like crap. You know, that's the joke of it. Like they always say, nice guys finish last. And there's some truth to that, because what happens is people that chase after others, you know, like a narcissist, for instance, that's treating them lousy, they feel a certain amount of, you know, thrill in it because they don't respect themselves. So they feel, oh, you know, if they're treating them like lousy or something, there must be something special about them. There's something about them. They have that edge, you know? You're attracted to that edge. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're anything. That just means that basically you're dealing with an asshole who doesn't respect you, okay? All that glitters is not gold. And you realize that later on in life, that the things and the people that you were attracted really weren't what you thought they were. They really weren't great. When you look back, when you step back from something is when you really can see somebody for who they are. And, you know, you start to realize, hey, this person was not who I thought they were. You know, they had, you know, their life is a mess. They had an attitude like they thought who the hell they were. They think they're better than you. Narcissists think they're better than you. They really do. They have this, you know, this feeling inside them or this image inside them that they feel that they are better than you. And, you know, that's why they're always putting you down so that they could justify and feel that they're better than you. And when you're dealing with somebody who constantly thinks they're better than you, they're not going to appreciate you. They're not a team player. They're not somebody who's going to build you up. They're not a life partner. They're not somebody that's going to be there for you when you're sick or you have financial problems. They're not somebody that you can lean on. They are not your ride or die, all right? So understand this. Narcissists don't appreciate you, all right? They don't appreciate you. They don't appreciate anything. They feel entitled to things in life. They feel entitled to take things from people, things that, you know, they feel the world owes them something. You know, some of them, like a covert narcissist, may have felt cheated in the world and now they've got to get theirs. So you're dealing with somebody that can't settle, okay? A narcissist can't settle. And this is why you can never be happy with someone like that. They'll never accept you for who you are. They'll always find fault in something about you, how you look, what you do, you know, your actions. They're going to criticize your actions, what you say, what you do. You know, they're going to grow such a hatred for you. This is what narcissists do. They grow a hatred for people that become commonplace. And they always need that excitement, that thrill. You know, they need something new, somebody that's flattering their ego or giving them attention. But then the biggest thing with the narcissist, they get bored. And this is why you can never, ever make a narcissist happy. Never, you guys. You know, you have to, when you see that somebody doesn't appreciate you, when you see that somebody doesn't make you a priority, when you see somebody dismiss you and, you know, turn their back on you or ignore you when you're talking, these are blatant disrespectful things. This is not somebody that appreciates you. This is somebody who dislikes you. And understand that. This person dislikes you. When somebody loves you, they don't want to see you hurt. They don't want to see you suffering. They want to work it out with you. But the difference with a narcissist is they don't want to work it out. They just want it their way. They just want the control of doing everything, put you down, blame shift on you. Everything is your fault. When things don't go right or they're not happy, they blame shift. It's your fault because they can't take any accountability and they don't appreciate you. The only thing a narcissist appreciates is what they can get from you. Okay, what they can get from you. That's the only thing that they put value on is what you have to offer, whether it's sex, money, security. Narcissists stay married for security. Okay, there's somebody there. In-house sex. Okay, that's what they call it. In-house sex, they have somebody. Or somebody that cooks or cleans, or maybe they can be on their medical plans or use them for something, but they're living that separate life, you know, that their partner is not aware of because they're manipulating their partner to think that they're all in. And their partner finds out later in life that this person had a whole nother life going on, okay? So they don't appreciate you. So here's what you got to do, you guys. The minute that you see somebody is not respecting you, and I always say it always comes down to respect, all right? Nobody can love you unless they respect you. Understand that. My father had told me that a long time ago when I got engaged to my first boyfriend, okay? And he said, in order to love somebody, you've got to be able to respect that person. And at the time, I didn't know what he was talking about. Now I know exactly what he's talking about. What it means is you have to respect your partner. And a narcissist doesn't respect you. They don't appreciate you. They take you for granted. That's why they could just throw you to the wind and start out with somebody else and discard you like you're garbage, because they never appreciated you. Okay, never appreciated you. They only appreciate what you could do for them. And if you're a value to them because you can offer them something, they'll appreciate what you could offer, but they don't appreciate you. You are just a tool to them getting what they want, all right? They don't, you know, value people per se. They just value what those people can do for them. Just complete and utter users. So, you know, if a narcissist doesn't appreciate you, it's because they feel they could do better, or, you know, they have somebody already. So they don't appreciate you. And this is why they could discard you like garbage. All right. But later on, the irony in all of that is later on, they can come back into your life because they're not doing so well out there. And I had a man ask me about this and I was like, yeah. He said, oh, you know, can they come back even if they discard you? And I said, absolutely. Absolutely, they can come back. They'll come back because a narcissist is ballsy. They'll come back and try you if they feel they can get that supply off you, whatever you had. Because now they went out, they saw maybe things weren't so great out there, or it wasn't easy getting other supply, or they hit a wall with somebody and they realized that, you know, they had it good with you and they want to come back, but they want to come back not for you, but what you had to offer them, okay? But it doesn't mean they appreciate all that you do for them, because they don't. They don't appreciate anything. They feel entitled. They got cheated in life. So they feel entitled to these things. Or they feel like, well, you know what? I'm doing what I got to do because everybody's doing what they got to do. You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world. So, you know, I got to get what's mine. All right. That's the mindset of the narcissist. I got to get what's mine. Everybody's crooked. Everybody's cheating. Everybody's, you know, doing what they doing for themselves. So I'm going to do what I got to do for myself. And, you know, I don't really care about you. I'm just got to do what I got to do. And if you get hurt, oh, well, that's your fault for not knowing the game. Okay. So if anybody shows you any signs that they don't respect you, in other words, they take forever to call you back, they, you know, they're not really listening when you're talking. Notice when somebody's listening to you when you're talking. If they're not listening to you when you're talking, that means they really don't appreciate you or care about you. If they stonewall you or walk away from you or they give you the silent treatment, that means they don't, you know, they're just trying to control you or punish you. That's not somebody that appreciates you or respects your opinion, okay? This is somebody who looks down on you and doesn't appreciate you. And you shouldn't, people that don't appreciate you are not going to lift you up. They're going to tear you down. So, you know, once you recognize that, you've got to get away from these people. You distance yourself from people that are toxic, that don't respect you, that don't appreciate you, that, you know, take you for granted, that don't get back to you, that play games with you. People that play games with you are people that are emotionally immature. You're dealing with a child. You're dealing with somebody who's emotionally immature. How do you expect to be in a relationship with somebody like that? You can't. It will always be drama. It will always be games. Why? Because they're about lies and confusion and deception. They're not about the truth and they're not about clarity. So you will never get clarity. You will never get truth. You will never get closure from somebody like that. And people that act like that are not people that appreciate you. They are people that just use and manipulate you and deceive you because of what they want from you. But the biggest, you know, the biggest thing that you have to realize is you've got to look at your situation, look at the other person's situation and say, okay, what was it that they wanted from me? What did they use me for? Was I just a placeholder till somebody else came around and they really weren't into me and they pretended to? Were they with me because they just used me for sex? Were they with me because they thought they could get money out of me? They kept bringing up money. This will tell you what the narcissist's intent was. And you got to go listen to my other podcast I did, you know, about a couple days ago, whatever, about the intent of the narcissist, and you will understand why they do what they do. But it's about their intent. It's not about the fact that they appreciate you, okay? The only thing they appreciate is what somebody can do for them. And then when you can't do for them anymore, they will throw you to the wind. When you don't make them happy because you're not offering them some supply, they can throw you to the wind, all right? Like I had this woman ask me, she said her ex-narcissist, the new supply was buying him gifts and doing things for him. Will the mask ever come off? And I said, of course the mask is going to come off. He's over there because that new supply is buying him gifts and doing everything for him. But guess what? When that stops, he's going to move on. And that mask is going to drop because the new supply will become old. Okay? So the new supply only is exciting when it's new. As soon as that new supply becomes old, that narcissist will be making feet. And as soon as he gets everything he gets out of her, he's going to get disgusted. And also, he's not respecting her. He's just using her. He's you know, because she's doing all these things for him, he's going to say to himself, I really got her hooked. Now I really can, you know, I have no respect for her. She must be desperate if she's doing all these things. See, that's how a narcissist looks at things. The more you do for them, the more they look at you like you're desperate. They don't appreciate. They don't appreciate what you do for them because they feel like, you know, you should be so honored to have them in your life. Like they're better than you. The narcissist thinks they're better than you. So, you know, if you're doing all these things to be with them, that's because of who they are. That's the sick mind of the narcissist. But, you know, if you're not doing anything for them, then they don't want to be around you or they don't need you. Or if they could find it somewhere else, then they don't need you. It's all about supply, you guys. It's all about supply and demand. And the thing that I see, you know, I watch these shows, sometimes these reality shows like Marriage at First Sight and, you know, 90 Day Fiance and all these people that are trying to find love, trying to find loves, and they're all getting jerked around. And the reason why, because of the amount of supply that is out there. When there's so much supply out there, it's harder to get somebody to value you because of all of the options. That's the problem, you guys, because social media has made supply so accessible, so abundant that, you know, just because you're a pretty woman, you're a gorgeous girl or whatever, guess what? There's a thousand other, millions of other thousands of gorgeous girls that are accessible because of social media. You're not a rarity, and you're certainly not a rarity to somebody like a narcissist, because a narcissist doesn't value the internal person. They value the external, how good you look and how much money you have and what you could offer me. Do you have a nice situation? Do you have a home? What do you have to offer me? Okay, that's how the narcissist values people. But they don't appreciate somebody with a good heart unless they feel they can manipulate that heart for, again, the supply that they are after. So you've got to look at the red flags. When you see that somebody is not valuing you, or they're putting you down, they're criticizing you, they're judging you, they're slighting you, or anything like that, what's the light bulb that should go off in your head? Ding, ding, ding. That person doesn't appreciate me. And if they don't appreciate me, they don't value me. And how am I supposed to be in a loving relationship with somebody like that? I'm not going to be, because they don't appreciate shit. All right? They don't appreciate shit. So I hope that helps you guys to understand. You put people in your life that add to your life, not take away from your life. And a narcissist takes away from your life. So you guys, you've got to distance yourself from these toxic people once you recognize, know the red flags. Study the red flags of somebody who is narcissistic, okay? And I'm going to do a podcast strictly, and I'm really going to pin it down about, you know, what to look for in spotting these narcissists, okay? So if anybody doesn't appreciate you, you don't give them a space in your life, okay? I hope that helps you. If it does, hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. And have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.